ABC Radio Australia.
Mount Hagen is set to go into lockdown today for 2 weeks to contain the growing spread of COVID-19 infections in the region. The measures include a ban on church services and public gatherings, as well as limits on businesses and schools. The latest spike in cases is raising questions over whether Papua New Guinea's national election should go ahead next year. But political observers are warning that it could set a dangerous precedent for PNG and even see it become a failed state. Health experts say if the elections were to go ahead, then the key will be to get as many people vaccinated as possible, as Belinda Cora reports from Port Moresby.
Elections in Papua New Guinea are enormous logistical challenges at the best of times. Voting takes weeks, counting even longer. Many people will travel back to where they're enrolled to vote. But in COVID-19 times, that raises red flags for people like Dr. Paki Molumi, the CEO of the country's biggest referral hospital, the Port Moresby General Hospital.
For us, me as an expert, I can say that any gathering is a risk of spread of the virus, and that can lead to increased number of cases coming into our hospital and, of course, leading to crippling our fragile health system.
His hospital is currently struggling to deal with a surge in cases, and he's blaming large gatherings of people celebrating PNG's Independence Day in mid-September. And already, politicians from all sides of politics are holding major events. Just last week, huge crowds turned out to see the Prime Minister, James Marape, in Morobe province. So the risk posed by an election period starting in late April is on many people's minds.
I heard rumors from inside government sources that they were thinking about the possibility of delaying the election on the pretext of the pandemic threat.
Dr. Joe Ketan is a PNG political scientist. He says elections can be delayed citing public health reasons, and in the past 18 months, around 80 countries and territories have done exactly that. The Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance has crunched the numbers. It found they've postponed either national or subnational elections because of COVID-19, although most were only pushed back by a few months.
PNG can delay its election on the reasoning that lives of its citizens and others will be at risk if people congregate in large numbers in one area. It is a valid reason. But if you look at the evidence, a lot of people are congregating in one place or another on a regular basis.
While he's no public health expert, Dr. Ketan doesn't believe postponing the polls would save lives because of how the government's handled the pandemic and the way the community is behaving.
The PNG government has reacted very badly to this crisis, and they've mishandled the situation. I don't think the situation will change in terms of numbers of people dying because of an election.
While he acknowledges an election will pose a risk to public health, he's also worried about what would happen if it doesn't go ahead.
This would be a very dangerous precedent for this country. Delaying an election, which will involve suspending the constitution, putting someone else in place to run the government on a temporary basis, that would mean martial law, the declaration of martial law and the suspension of the PNG constitution. And that is very, very dangerous for a country like PNG, which has got a very fickle democracy.
In fact, he warns it could even lead to PNG becoming a failed state.
At the moment, what we have is what we call a kleptocracy. Ruled by thieves, ruled by theft. People in government are there for themselves and not for the people of this country. Any further decline in that, and we are into state failure, state collapse. And once things do collapse in a state system, it's very, very, very difficult to put it back together again.
And he's not alone.
COVID pandemic is one threat, but the integrity of our elections is another threat that we face as a country.
Dr. Orovu Sepoy is an independent consultant and governance specialist.
Our democracy is even more important to actually ensuring that a government that is elected to power in the 2022 election will manage the pandemic in a way that, you know, we have sustained livelihood, we have a prosperous economy, if possible, at least the systems and processes are functioning in PNG as a whole.
She wants to see the government and the Electoral Commission acting now to protect voters.
The government of the day must look at those two stages of the election very carefully and put in measures to at least safeguard the public health for polling or voting and accounting stages of the electoral process.
Dr. Pake Molumi from Port Moresby General Hospital agrees preparation is key. As someone working on the front line, he says getting as many people vaccinated as soon as possible should be the priority.
We need to drive vaccination now. So let's get the bulk of the population vaccinated so that we can exercise that democratic right that we have.
Dr. Pake Molumi, the CEO of Port Moresby General Hospital, and Belinda Cora reporting there. The ABC has asked PNG's acting electoral commissioner for an interview.